1270. The Buzz. The Buzz.
1270 welcomes you to Broadview, a weekly radio show that looks into the issues here in Northern Nevada. Hot topics of the week, a senior moment or two, and special guests. Phone lines are open now at 823-1920. Here is your host, Jay Davis.
And hello to you. Thank you very much for joining us today on Broadview for Hot Topics of the Week, entertainment, and some not too serious subjects that we talk about. Now, you can sit back and you can listen to the conversation, or please feel free to express yourself. Say what you know, okay, or what you think you know anyway, at 823-1920. And if you have any questions today for my guest and you don't want to call in, just email me at broadview1@live.com. Broadview1@live.com. And back for more, my co-host JP Travis. Hello to you, JP.
Good afternoon, Jay.
Him in here with his world views, and he does write a column every week, jpattitude.com. And this week it was about namby-pamby Americans. Is that what, I saw?
Whiny baby.
Whiny babies. Okay, we're going to talk about that. I like it. I have some comments on that. Also, Steve Ossie, co-host of Nevada Matters, financial guru. He'll be in with his thoughts on the debt ceiling and all that stuff again. And in our Laugh Lounge today, headliner Dwight Slade appearing at the Pioneer Underground tonight for two shows, thanks to Reno Tahoe Comedy. And in our Better Living segment, Carolyn Vergara is going to join us. Elder Care Solutions. So we're going to get some very important information from her. Brought to you by Dr. Annette Childs, PhD for Mental Living. Better mental living. Also, Mary Bennett. Mary Bennett is going to join me today. She's the big cheese at Baruka, and they've got their Greek month going on, so that's going to be fun. So how are you? How was your week, JP?
My week was pretty good. How about you?
Yeah, my week was great, actually. Yeah,
I know your week was
glad
great.
To be alive. It was iffy.
It was iffy.
You never know. You never know, and we'll do that at some other point. So I see your hot topics this week. Moody's and SP put the U.S. on the downgrade watch. McConnell stabs fellow Republicans in the back.
Boy, I'm...
Yeah, psycho!
Remember my Rhino column about the Rhino Republicans? He should have been on that list.
Yes, he should have. He is now, isn't he?
Oh, and just look at his picture. You know, I know it's kind of shallow to look at somebody's picture, but have you seen that guy's picture?
Yeah, he's scary.
He looks like a little coward, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. A little wimpy. Wimpy wambling. Piney whiny. We'll talk about him, too. Minnesota, we're going to talk about that because the newest... I've got something on the... the newest problem now going on.
The Democratic governor caved.
He did cave, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Caved.
I hope the Republicans in Washington, D.C. were watching.
Well, you know they were. Of course
I doubt
they
it.
Were.
They don't seem to. Though. They seem to be trying to figure out a way to lose this battle.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to lose if they just get their stuff together. Steve Ossie's got some really good information for us. And I was talking about the Minnesota. The latest problem over there is over beer now.
Yeah, wasn't that funny?
That was funny.
The state government shut down for 2 weeks. For 13 days, nobody even seemed to care, which got to be kind of humiliating for the government people.
Well, and do you remember why? The beer, because...
And then day 13, the beer started running out, and day 14, the politicians made a deal.
Well, and what happened was, I think it was it Anheuser, let me see, no, it was
Miller Lite.
Miller and Coors.
Yeah.
You have to register your brand label.
Every 3 years, I guess.
Yeah, so on the... When it came up, they had shut the government down.
So they couldn't renew their registration.
Unbelievable.
So they were going to have to pull their beer off the shelves.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, that's going to make a deal in a hurry, isn't it?
Yeah, that's going to be costly, I'll tell you that.
Close down the state park, stop handling the roads, but
no
that's
beer?
Fine.
I mean, if you're going to do all that, you got to have some beer to drink. Not even kidding. Well, we'll get to some of yours because you got some good subjects there going on. One of mine that I thought about was... The Obama administration is implementing new restrictions on the sale of certain weapons in border states and increasing the penalties for violating certain firearms laws. He's going to start messing with the gun control again.
Is that nasty or what?
It's nasty.
They set up this ATF selling guns to the Mexican criminals. They're under fire for it. There's an investigation going on. But the whole reason they set that up is so they would have an excuse for what they're going to go ahead and do anyway.
Well, they've already got their money now, so they don't care. In an effort to stem the illicit flow of weapons into Mexico, the Justice Department announced Monday that all gun shops in four southwest border states are going to be required to alert the federal government to frequent buyers of high-powered rifles. Somehow that's...
Ugh,
I know. Somehow
this administration.
It sounds like they're doing something good.
It was the Obama administration that was selling the guns across the border. So how can they come down and say, now there's a problem and we have to fix it?
Can you prove that?
That's what they're investigating right now. The ATF chief is...
Under the new policy, federal firearms licenses in Texas, California, Arizona, and New Mexico must report purchases of two or more of some type of... I thought they were banned. I thought those rifles were banned anyway. But they have to do it within a five-day span. The requirement applies to purchases of semi-automatic rifles that have detachable magazines. So now they're going to get something else. And a caliber of greater than a .22.
Well, I'm not a gun person, so I don't feel qualified to talk about
this.
I know what's going on in Washington, and it was the ATF that was selling guns across the border.
The ATF estimates it will generate 18,000 reports a year. ATF will retain the information, and if no investigative leads have been realized after 2 years, then it will purge them. Crazy. A national electronic system designed to make background checks for handgun buyers simpler and faster. Now, how can they be thorough and simpler
and
faster? Leaving an electronic paper trail. Tougher sentencing guidelines for straw buyers, that holders, what? The department pushed through, they pushed that right on through the hoops at the U.S. Sentencing Commission earlier this year. Unbelievable. Yeah. So they're starting on that again. Yeah. They just want to start messing with
all of the Constitution. That's kind of what my column is about, is the way the government is just fencing us in.
Now, here's the question. If these executive orders are common sense measures, as the administration claims they are, why not let Congress enact them as laws?
Why not?
If they're minor little tweaks to existing laws, as others claim, then why are they necessary at all? There's my questions. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well, there's just something else to worry about.
Pretty soon there won't be any freedom left, isn't it?
Oh, I'm telling you, this is an angry country. It's just
what my column was about, there's always a group of Americans that want these new laws.
They think they do. I don't understand. It's the control. The Brady Bunch is
out there. You know, I'm sure they're the ones behind this.
The Brady Bunch. Yeah, the Brady Law. Exactly.
They're still fighting. He got shot a long time ago, but they're still an anti-gun group.
There's always a group.
And they're still fighting for more laws.
There's anti-abortion groups. There's anti-everything groups. Anti-drugs. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Anti-swimming without a life jacket up in Washington.
Oh, did they pass that?
Yeah, you cannot swim in the water without wearing a government-approved life jacket in King County.
You know, pretty soon we're just going to all be behind this big fence.
No kidding.
Yeah.
We'll be completely safe and completely bored.
Yeah, completely. And we will start taking it out on each other. So who will be safe?
I wish I lived in Kings County. I would just go swimming, and if they wanted to give me a ticket, say, here I am in the middle of the river, come get me.
Well, and they will, and you will pay, and you will pay, and what will that...
Oh, am I going to have
what
ID
will that
on
do?
Me? How are they going to give you a ticket for that?
Well, then you'll just lie, and then that's another charge against you.
My name is Jay Davis.
Yeah, tell them that. You'll really be in big trouble, especially up there in them parts. Also, let's talk a little bit about Rupert Murdoch. Wow, what's going on there now?
I don't know, right?
Here's what's happening. He has the media empire. The problem is intensifying in the United States now. Wednesday, three senators, a congressman, urged federal authorities to investigate whether one of Murdoch's U.S.-based companies may have violated anti-bribery and other laws. The fourth senator is launching his own investigation into the scandal. Now, here's what's going on. Senator Frank Lautenberg, Democrat from New Jersey.
He's a scumbag right
Barbara
there.
Barbara Boxer, Democrat from California.
Lovely woman.
Mm-hmm. They sent letters to the Attorney General, and they want to know about News Corp because the parent company is Fox News. Now, I can talk about this because we're no longer Fox News here. So I'm seeing kind of something going on here that I didn't really understand. Yeah, they are. They're the parent company of Fox News. They might have violated foreign corrupt practices. It's an act. I mean, back in 1977, the FCPA, 1977, it makes it illegal for a U.S. person or company to pay foreign officials to obtain or retain a business.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No, that can't be.
Yes.
Right.
If any employee of News Corp, which is listed in the United States, knew about and authorized such a payment because they're a licensed business in the United States, they could have potential exposure. The newspaper cited a source who referred to a former police officer who now works as a private investigator. Now, the investigator...
This is an unnamed source?
Uh-huh, unnamed source.
I always love that.
Yeah. The investigator used a lot of journalists in America, and he recently told the media that he was asked to hack into the 9/11 victims' private phone data.
You know, when we talked about this last week, I told you I have a hard time getting upset about this.
He said that the journalist asked him to access records showing the calls that had been made to and from the mobile phones belonging to the victims and their relatives. Well, how did we know so quickly what was going on with... Remember the family member from the Pennsylvania flight and all that? We knew right away. We heard it. I mean, how did they get that information?
I know, but is this a surprise to you that our privacy is slowly being invaded? When you go out on a date nowadays, the kids are out there and they get the background of the person they're going on the date with. They find all their Facebook
information. Yeah, you can go right online. I mean, it costs you money now, but you can go right online and check anybody's background.
If you're an international news story like a 911 victim.
Yeah, but hacking into their phone records.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying.
And deleting messages.
It doesn't surprise me at all.
It doesn't surprise me either.
And I think if you become an international story, you should just expect that to be happening.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty scary, isn't it? The investigator said that the journalist seemed particularly interested in getting the phone recordings belonging to the British victims of the attacks. Of course, because the home base is in Britain for the newspaper. It's a 168-year-old newspaper. News of the World, it's called.
It was. It's no longer.